Jo, die wil dit nie hoor nie, dis nog November skree hy.
November.
Maar op 3 December is om die draai en dit is wanneer 'n amper 6 meter hoë gebreide kersboom opgaan by Caster Bridge. En is alles deel van 67 Blanket for Mandela. By ons in die atelier is Benny Bowden en James Loos. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bowden.
Bowden. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me and for sharing this project with us. Can we start with...
It's a pleasure.
How 67 Blankets originated.
It started in Johannesburg. Carolyn Steyn was very friendly with Zelda Lachlanzi, who was Mandela's secretary. And it was Carolyn's husband's birthday, Do Steyn. And Carolyn said, I'm not sure what to do with my free time. And Zelda challenged her to make 67 blankets by July on Mandela Day. So Carolyn said, oh, of course I can do that. It's a skill I learnt at school, Jeppy Girls. But after she thought, 67 blankets, I can't do 67 blankets on my own. And she put it out there on Facebook, and she's got lots of lovely friends who said, I'll help. And she realized that there are so many people willing to make blankets. And so the movement was started, and she did a very clever thing. She found people who were prepared to be ambassadors. And I'm an ambassador. We're 4 of us in White River now because our group's so big. And we have the task of growing this blanket-making movement. And, yeah, that's what we do. That's how it happened.
So you've now missed your deadline for June.
Yes. Which deadline?
The 67 minutes for Mandela deadline, that one. But you've decided to do the tree in December. Where did the idea originate from?
So every year we make blankets and we make scarves for a day in July as well. Last year we handed over 2,000 scarves at Rob Ferreira Hospital for the staff because we wanted to honor the frontline workers after all the thing with COVID. And then every year I get little memes from people saying, when are we going to do a Christmas tree? I saw a picture of a Christmas tree. So I thought, okay, guys, you want to do a Christmas tree, but we're going to go big. And I found this place in Devon, Appledore, who did one in December. And I made contact with them, and they were so kind. They sent us all the plans, everything you need, and, oh, this is what we're going to do. If we're going to do it, we're going to go big. So we have gone big.
So what was required in terms of how many knitters, packs of wool, squares?
So our knit widths, as we call them, are large.
I love that.
and we crochet, actually, most of all the squares are, well, 90% of the squares are crocheted. Everybody pays for the wool themselves, and the only thing I had was at each block had to be finished 20 centimeters with a green border around it. And then I got carried away and I said a couple of meetings later, if you can make squares that reflect our local interests, like Kruger Park. And the next thing we got a little elephant and a crocodile and... Lovely. The wild dog. So the thing has grown, and the final tree is going to be outstanding. Am I right, James?
Perfect. James, how did you get involved?
By default, Penny asked me to design the tree. I'm an engineer. And I got a clever idea. We contacted the guys in Devon, and they sent us the designs. And we converted it to South African, you know, from inches and furlongs into millimeters. And we drew up our own tree, and then I volunteered to help the guy that was going to build it. And Penny just looked at me, and so I realized I've got the job of building the tree.
You're now the one.
I'm the one. Mm. And it actually went well. It's been done before. We didn't have to reinvent the wheel. And the tree is, with 6.4 meters above ground level. That includes a star on the top from a local artist. That's
with
a star that we're putting on the top of the tree.
Have to have a star.
We've got a long pole going 700 millimeters into a sleeve, which is concreted into the ground for stability. Mm-hmm. And then, because the ladies refused to climb 6 meter ladders to put the squares up there, we split it into three cones.
Okay.
That they could work on the ground. And then, on Wednesday, we're going to put those cones together and the tree will be standing.
So the assembly is rather quick.
The assembly is quick. We none of us have got experience on this, but we've done trials and errors, and that's where I got a lot of help from friends, local friends. Chris Besson, who did a lot of the welding for me. André van der Walt, that cast the concrete. And the other one is Chantel Weir. She's the ladies wanted the tree under another tree.
Okay.
And now 6.4 meter doesn't fit, so we got to trim the other tree with permission from Casterbridge to get the tree to fit under the other tree.
So what is the tree made of?
It's steel rings, steel hoops, which we use reinforcing, and vertical bars and that, to keep it as light as possible. The whole structure weighs 180 kilograms.
Okay.
And that's with all the stabilization and extra steel that we brought in. Then we covered it with a plastic mesh. In the UK, they use chicken mesh, but it's a bit wonky. And the plastic mesh works well, doesn't rust.
Yes.
And then the ladies knit those squares together and they put it onto then they fix that to the plastic mesh.
With the ties.
With cable ties, yeah.
How many squares were required? I gather you got a bit more.
I sort of wondered if we'd ever meet our target, and I put it out there, we need 1,000 squares. And before we knew it, we had, I promise you, it's uncountable. It's probably 1,800 squares.
Are we going to need a second tree?
No. So let me tell you what we're doing. Under this very huge tree, I can't remember the name of it, we are yarn bombing it.
Yes.
And some of the branches. And then we've got a beautiful bench that we're going to cover in squares and bits of crochet work. All the pillars around Casterbridge will have squares around them. And then we've got one big secret, which I'll tell now. We've got this huge, big copper rhino, huge. And we can't do anything with this rhino except decorate it. Mm. So it's not having squares on it. It's having over 1,000 flowers all over it, and it's going to be quite beautiful. So we using lots of talents, lots of ideas, and by the 3rd of December, we should have the best scene ever.
Where exactly is the tree going to be?
So when you come to Casterbridge, if you come in the main entrance, it's to your left, or if you go to Sabi Valley Coffee Shop, which is the home to 67 Blankets, it's to their right below their coffee area, and it's right in the front. So parking is easy. It's fantastic.
No.
Ah, and lastly, we have a red pillar box for children to come and pop their letters into Santa Claus.
Of course.
With their Christmas wishes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and Tim from Kim's Coffee Shop has built a frame. You know, the tourist frame you see all over the Cape?
Yes.
So we've got one in White River at Casterbridge, and they're placing it so if you sit in the frame, you can see the tree behind you.
Fantastic.
So, you name it, we got it.
What happens to the squares afterwards?
There are enough squares to make about 30 blankets, such as the one I've shown you now. They will be made into blankets if my arm is not twisted to store it for next year. So, we'll do the debating afterwards.
How can people get involved with 67 Blankets in White River?
Come to our monthly meeting. You can always donate wool. A lot of people give us half-finished jerseys and blankets that they've never got around to doing, and we pull it out and we reuse it. We've got a bunch of gogos that we help in the rural area, and they always say, have you got wool? We've got a lot of people in the old age home. You can't afford 300 or 400 rands worth of wool, but they can afford the time and want to make things, so we give them the wool, and then they give us the blankets back, and we hand them out to the rural areas. I can give you my phone number if it helps. Penny Bowden at 082-875-6691.
Ons is selfs met Penny en James Loos, wat amper 6 meter.
6,5 meter.
6,5 meter kersboom. Opsit by Costa Bridge. Alles handgemaak, gekrochet. 3 December. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for bringing this community spirit and some festive cheer to the Lowveld.
It has been a pleasure.
It's been lovely meeting you. Lovely being here. Thank you.